Why? Why did God allow Jesus to be nailed to that cross? Wasn't there another way? Surely God could just have forgiven us. And yet there is a power in that cross, a power to save, a power to change like nothing else on this earth. But why? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Have you ever tried to nail two pieces of wood together? You position the nail on the wood, a few taps with a hammer to get it started, and then some solid blows to drive it in. It's done. Then you pick up the next nail and repeat the process. But what if, what if that nail were intended for something else? I mean, for nailing someone to something, like a person to a cross. How would you start? Position the nail on the skin just above the wrist, just above the ankle? You couldn't start with a few gentle taps to steady the nail. No, the first blow would have to drive that nail straight through the flesh into the hard wood beneath. How could someone do that? How could they keep going? How could God let his son go through that? What was he thinking? And then Jesus just hung there on those nails for hours before he died. What was he thinking? Acts chapter 2 verse 23. Jesus was handed over to you and you killed him. With the help of evil men, you nailed him to a cross, but God knew all this would happen. It was his plan, a plan he made long ago. Jesus died on that cross for the likes of you and me. It was always God's plan. It was the only way that the demands of God's justice and of his love for you and me could both be satisfied without harming us. Instead, he harmed Jesus, his one and only son. That's justice, that's love, and that's God's word fresh for you today. What Jesus did for you and me on that cross is the bedrock of the Christian faith. It's what it's all about. And when we put our trust in that brutal act of love, then and only then do we find our feet on solid ground. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, On Solid Ground. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.